The next patient is Patricia Kicker. The last name is K-I-K-E-R, first name Patricia. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white female patient of Dr. Wood, W-O-O-D, who is referred to this office because of findings in the laboratory workup that are consistent with CKD stage 3B A1. The serum creatinine 1.41, that was the determination done on January 14, 2023, with an estimated GFR of 38. The serum electrolytes are well with the normal limits. The albumin was 4.4 and the total protein 7.1. The urinalysis was positive for leukocyte esterase with a specific gravity of 10.06. The protein was negative. The patient had white blood cells 11 to 30, no RBCs, no epithelial cells, no cast. The vitamin D was 79 and the PTH is 28. Among the possibilities that we consider in this particular case is the presence of arterial hypertension, which has been present at least for 2 years according to her description. The fact that that she has a BMI that is above 35 and a questionable intake, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. She also mentioned that from time to time she gets reports of slightly elevated blood sugars. Secondary causes of hypertension will be investigated as well. The workup has been ordered. We ordered microalbumin creatinine ratio, protein creatinine ratio in the urine, renin aldosterone ratio, kappa lambda ratio, ANA. Number two. The patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension, we are going to start with behavioral modifications. The patient was, in the first place, discouraged of the use of salt. A very low salt diet is recommended, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet, a special identification discussion was carried out with this patient and gave examples of the menus and the industrial type of food to be avoided specifically. The patient seems to understand our discussion and we gave a written recommendations. Following number, we are going to recommend a hemoglobin A1C given the fact that she has a high BMI and hypertension that could be part of the metabolic syndrome. Following number, the patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency that has been supplemented, and following number, the irritable bowel syndrome that is treated symptomatically. Following number for the arterial hypertension, along with the modifications that we gave before, we are going to start the patient in triamterene, triamterene dash hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5-25. period. The next number is the following number is gout. This patient has podagra sporadically. She had an episode 3 weeks ago. We checked the uric acid. I want to thank Dr. Wood for the referral. We'll keep her posted of the progress. Paragraph, I invested 15 minutes reading the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes and in the documentation EMR 10 minutes.